So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
So I suppose you've been pondering this for a very long time. Do your nuts have to be organic, or can you consume conventional nuts? Let's talk about it. The nut that has the most pesticides of any nut is actually the walnut. However, peanuts actually have more pesticide residues, but technically it's legume. It's a bean. Okay, so the walnut is actually just super saturated with chemicals. You have cashews, pistachios, walnuts, macadamia nuts. They all have a lot of chemicals on them. But here's the big question. Can a pesticide penetrate the hard shell? No, it can't, okay? But they are sprayed with pesticides after they're picked and cracked open, unfortunately. Yes, and so those pesticides, they're all fat soluble, and there's a lot of oils in the fat, so they go in like a rocket ship. So you're dealing with a nut that has a good amount of chemicals on it. So the answer is, if possible, you need to go with the organic, okay? I think it's very important. However, they're very, very expensive. So at least at the very bare minimum, do fair trade nuts. They have less amount of chemical sprays. Or you could actually buy them in shells and deshell them yourself. A little less expensive, a little more work. Oh, and as a side note, Brazil nuts. The unique thing about Brazil nuts is that they're only collected in the wild from the Amazon rainforest. Now, it is true that there's no pesticides in the rainforest, but unless they're organic, they could also be sprayed as well after they crack them open. So by buying more Brazil nuts, you can actually contribute to saving the rainforest a little bit more. So ideally, it's best to go organic. If you can't always do that, make sure you don't consume large amounts. Also, if you're consuming like cruciferous vegetables on a regular basis, the phytonutrients in those vegetables do help reduce the toxic effect from environmental toxicities. As far as peanuts go, I consume the organic Valencia peanuts. You're going to get less pesticides, and you're going to also get less toxins from certain funguses that can grow around peanuts. So I'm going to do a separate video on that. All right, thanks for watching. Hey, before you go real quick, I have a course entitled How to Bulletproof Your Immune System. It's a free course. I want you to take it. And here's why. Here's you. Here is your environment. Everyone is focused on this over here, avoiding your environment. But what about here? What about strengthening your immune system? That's what's missing. This course will show you how to bulletproof yourself, and so you can tolerate and resist your environment much better by strengthening your own immune system. I put a link down in the description right down below. Check it out and get signed up today. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.